Now, the confrontation, of course, between Yaakov and Esav, the Ramban departs from protocol at the beginning of his commentary to this week's parasha. And he says, you know, everything here, you know, the Ramban is generally committed to the idea of Ma'asev Osim on the Banim, but he said everything here is like doubly Ma'asev Osim on the Banim, that all of the steps along the way in terms of the right things that Yaakov did and some of the mistakes that he thinks that Yaakov made in his preparation for the confrontation with Esav are really L'dorei Doros. All of our, this is a leitmotif throughout the Ramban's commentary on the Chumash, all of our confrontations with Edom, which he thinks is what the Tochacha and Sefer Dvarim is all about, are really patterned on this. Both the fearsome and frightful parts, but also some of the chatzi nechamot that you find, like the revach tasimu bein eder le'ein eder, the idea that there was going to be a revach bein hatzaros. Anyway, Ramban is generally very approving of Yaakov's threefold approach. Oh, sorry, I'm hogging. Which is Doron, Tfilah, and Melchama. But he says, you know, there's another side to the story that Yaakov may have been a little bit obsequious or unnecessarily solicitous of Esav. And he said that would play itself out in the future as well. So I thought it would be really interesting to think about this confrontation that we have. It, of course, goes all the way back to Parshas Toldos. You know, in Parshas Toldos, of course, you know, we read about the differentiation, profound differentiation of Yaakov and Esav, were, of course, twins. Yaakov ish tam yoshev olim, and Esav ish yodei atzayid ish sadeh, which is not intrinsically a bad thing, but it's very different than being an ish tam yoshev olim. And how this of course plays out through the bechora, through the bracha, through the confrontation this week's parasha, and of course the haftorah that we read, Ovadia, that Esav will be the kash and Beis Yosef is the lehava, and the consumption. Valum moshim b'har tzion lishbodet ar Esav. And this is a big part of our eschatological vision. So let's take a look again, not in this week's parasha, but you know later on in the chumash, same ideas come up. So a remarkable series of psukim that are not typically understood to be a mitzvah lidoros, but they have echoes lidoros. So I wanted to begin in, again, I think a very unlikely way in terms of the presentation of the mitzvos of Yaakov and Esav. Vayomer Adonai Elai Lemor, Moshe speaking, Rav lacham so v'sahar hazeh, p'nu lacham tzafona, v'asa'am tzav lemor, atem obrim b'gvul, not b'nei Esav, but achichem b'nei Esav, hayushim b'seir, v'yir'u mikem, v'nishmartem ma'od. They will have a sense of yira of you, and you ought to be very careful. That is to say, al titgaru vam, do not instigate with them. Kilo atein lechem yartzayam ad midrach kaf ragel ki yirusha leesav nasati et harisayir. And not only that, but you have to finance them. Ochel tishbru meitam bakesav achel tem vega mayim tichru meitam bakesav ushesisem. This is just absolutely fascinating, right? Don't be looking for anything from Esav for free. You should pay him in full. Everything must be done on the up and up, which is a very interesting way for the Torah to present, you know, the Bnei Yaakov and Bnei Esav. And again, Chana, what word is the Torah stressing? Acheichem. We'll come back to that. Bnei Esav, especially tomorrow. So today he went, Al titgaru vam, that you shouldn't instigate with them. So that language, we have very similar language when it comes to Moav and Ammon. Al tatzaras Moav, al tisgar ba milchama. And then later on with Bnei Ammon, the younger child, Vikarav Tamu Bnei Ammon, Al Titzurim Al Tiskar Bam, Loatin Mer Eretz Bnei Ammon Lachai Yerusha, Livnei Lo Nisatia Yerusha. So just by way of contrast, a lot of similarities in terms of language. And again, none of these are paskin, this mitzvos ledoros, as opposed to Lo Tidrosh Shlomam V'Tovasam Kol Yemecha Le'olam. There's got to be mitzvah ledoros when it comes to Ammon and Moab. And yet the parallels are very striking, right? Lot and Esav are major characters in Sefer Bereishis, but only Esav is described as be'achva, and that's very consistent. Achichem and Esav, we never use that language with Lot, right? Lot's achva was really undermined, even though Anashim Achim Anachnu earlier on in Sefer Bereishis, but there are problems that take place. So in any event, even though it's not normally understood as a mitzvah l'doros, there is Yerushalmi, this is the Venice edition from Rosh Hashanah, the very beginning, Amrib Yudan, Reb Shalom, Ksiv, Kisheshes Chadashem, Yashav Sham, Yoav, Echol Yisrael, 6 months Yoav waged war against Edom, Amr L'Kadosh Baruch, Ani Amarti L'cha, Al Tiskeruvam, okay, pasuk that we read, Uvikash Talis Garos Bam, Chayecha, She'ina Nimnin L'cha, that these are not counting if you look at the two sets of psukim, one in Sefer Shmuel, the other in Divrei Hayamim, David HaMelech actually ruled not just for 40 years, but an additional 6 months. But they're not counted towards his Malucha because he was in violation of this idea of Altis Garuvam, which is really fascinating because, again, normally it's not considered to be a mitzvah deris. I just want to take a little bit of a detour right now into a very unlikely place, but I really think that this actually frames the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav. So we're told, again, we're not supposed to instigate milchama against them, and that was what the Yerushalmi said, that this is inappropriate and undermined Malchus based David, at least for purposes of the minyan HaMalchus. So go to Gemara that we've talked about in the past, a Gemara that strikes fear in the hearts of all Mechanchim. There's somebody who can do it better. We don't remove him. Because it could be that the second guy who thinks, oh, you see, they cleared out the path for me, that he's going to become very complacent. So if Dimi Minharda Amar, the opposite, Kol Shekhen, the Garis Tvei, Kenasofrim Tar Bechachma. So the way that Rashi interprets this, is that basically, you know, once the other guy is removed for him, he could say, well, the same thing will happen to me tomorrow. So he'll be even more motivated. So Amarava Hani Tre Mikre Deradke, Chad Garis Velodiak, Vechad Dirik Velogaris. So they have opposite strengths. You have two Mikre Deradke, and one of them, you know, is very, very learned, but he's not very precise, and the other one is the opposite. So Mosvinan Hawudigaris Velodiak, Shibeshtim Amela Nafka. So you give the bigger Talmud Chacham, even if he's a little bit less precise in his pronunciations, etc., because all the mistakes will go away on their own. Thank you so much, Gabi. So Rav Dimi Minharda, so he says the opposite. Again, Amar Mosvina Didiek Velogaris, Shibashta Kevan Da Al Al. Once a mistake is in the head, you can't get that out. Dichsev, Kisheshes Chadashim, the same Pasuk that the Yerushalmi is talking about, Yeshav Sham Yoav, B'chol Yisrael, Adhichris Kol Zachar Be'edom. So again, they're waging war against Edom, clearly. And this is the Yerushalmi objected to. Kiyasa Lekam De David, Amalei, my time of Atahachi, why did you only kill the Zachar? So Amalei dechsev timcha zachar Amalek. So Amalei vanan zecher karita. That's how you read the pasuk. Amalei ana, when I was in the cheder, I heard zachar ikrivan. So asol shaili the rabbi Amalei heyach akrisan. So Amalei, simple reading of the Gemara, is that you taught us, and he admits, yeah, I taught you zachar Amalek. So shakos avsira lemikdalei. So Yoav prepared to, you know, kill his rabbi. So Amalei amai. So his rabbi said, what? So you know, cursed is the one who does the work of Hashem, Malachas Hashem, who teaches Torah in a less than optimal way. So Amalei Shavki Lo Gavra Lo Lekum Baru, says Rabbi System. So that's not bad enough. You have to kill me for it. It's on Misas Adam. So Amalei Ksev Arur Monei Acharba Midam. So he wants the Darshan Xer Shava. Arur Samalachas Hashem Bemiya Arur Monei Acharba Midam. Ika Da Amri Katle, that it ended in the death of the Rebbe. Vika Da Amri Lo Katle. Okay, very frightful Gemara. You'll see what the connection is in just a second. By the way, Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosus and Brava Basra Chavalav Aminavla, very bottom of the page, says, it can't be that the Rebbe didn't know how to read the Pasuk, but maybe the Hisrashlus, the Ramiya, or Samalachas Hashem Ramiya, is that he didn't make sure all the Talmidim knew how to pronounce it correctly, so that Yoav walked through. It's a difficult reading of the Gemara, because Yoav seems to ask him, how did you teach it to us? Okay. Yeah, no question about it. So by the way, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Im Yeshkan Shnei Melamdim, Echad Kori Harbe, Ben Medaktik, Im Imayim Lavinam, Anochad, Ve'echad Eno Kori Kolkach, Ala Shemedaktik, Imayim, and he's very pedagogically responsible, Lavinam Lokhin Oso Shemedaktik Yoser. So you go to the better pedagogue, better to have a better pedagogue than to have a better Talmud Chacham. That's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Rambam doesn't take a firm stand on the issue, but the Rambam has a fascinating extrapolation from this Gemara. 60 seconds, I'll finish it up. No, maximum class size of 25. This is what you guys call an assistant teacher. They didn't have them in my day. It's more than 40, you gotta split them into two shiurim. Ma'amidim lahem shnei melamdei tinokos. Malichan asakatim lamid lamlamid achar. So the Rambam took the Gemara and said we could pass him like both tzadim, l'chaura. He said you could bring a malamed, the child from one malamed to the other, if the other one is greater either in diktuk, in precision, or in mikra, in general learning. You gotta make sure that the transportation is safe. Okay, so many echoes today. So Echad Mibnei Mavo is an amazing line. Shabikesh Leosos Malamed, somebody wants to become a teacher of Torah. Afilu Echad Mibnei Chatzar, even somebody from the same Chatzar that you live in. It could be your neighbor. Ein yichol en shchein av limchos biyado. V'chein melame tinoko sheba chaveru pasal chavayis melame tinokos betzito. Right, amazing. Somebody opens up a yeshiva next to the other yeshiva. Never happened before. Kidei sheyavo tinokos acherim lo. Oh, kidei sheyavo mi tinoko shel zeh yitzel zeh. Or as direct composition, ein yichol limchos biyado shenemar Hashem chaveit zaman tzidko yagdil terav yadir. We're not always unfettered capitalists. When it comes to Torah, we're unfettered capitalists, right? We want the market to generate, again, kenasof from tarbe chachma. So why did I bring this all up? So I would like to suggest that it's not just a random thing in the Gemara, and that the confrontation between the Jewish people and Esav, between Yaakov and Esav, the Jewish people, and Edom, so what really matters, again, I just wanted to, the last point I wanted to finish, it's just a fascinating thing, right, that the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav is that the downfall of the Jewish people is if we didn't learn it well enough. We always have to sort of, right, Al-Char B'Chatichya is Esav's, you know, that's his umnus, as Chazal like to say, but what's ours, of course, Torah, Ishtam Yoshevu Olim, so it's not just random. Right, but the fact that Yoav, he didn't go in with his Torah knowledge 100% shalem, so it leads to this problem. So it's like a very fascinating thing, because it actually goes back to the very beginning of Yaakov and Esav, that this should be the source of how precise we have to always be in our learning, and halachos about melamde tinokos come from the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav, because that really goes back to the beginning of the Yaakov and Esav story. Okay, I didn't get a chance to say it as much as I would have, just we ran out of time, but you can see where I'm going with this idea. So tomorrow we'll pick it up with this idea of Esav as an ach, but not really an ach. So how does that work with halacha? So we'll go through the halachos of Edom, lo sitzaev adomi, issues of Gior, we'll talk about the Rambam in Yisurei Bia, Esav as ach, in Mila, how does that work? So lots to talk about going forward, and we'll get a new Mar Makomas tomorrow. Okay.